From Work to Welcome Home, How to Make Your Reunion Moment a Relationship Win by Allison Schoonmaker. Why the first few minutes when you walk in the door matter and how to use them to deepen connection. The everyday transition that sets the tone. How do you and your partner greet each other when one of you walks in from work? Is it cinematic, full of warmth and smiles, or more like grunts, side glances, and half-hearted heys? Maybe it's somewhere in between. What if this small moment actually held the power to shape the tone of your entire evening, bringing either connection or distance, depending on how you handle it? That simple act of reuniting is deceptively powerful. It's often the difference between feeling safe and welcome or feeling tense and guarded. Whether you realize it or not, you have a daily opportunity to shift the emotional climate of your home. The way you transition from work you to home you can either strengthen your bond or chip away at it over time. Why this moment matters. When you arrive home, your environment will either communicate, "Welcome, you're safe here," or "Brace yourself, there's more to manage." That greeting, or the absence of one, sets the stage for the rest of the night. Many couples overlook this small yet crucial window for connection. It may seem like a throwaway part of the day, but it's actually one of the most reliable chances to build emotional safety. Handle it well, and you increase closeness and warmth. Ignore it, and tension often grows quietly. Here are two common reasons this moment can feel off. Work stress comes home with you. It's tough to turn off your professional mindset. You walk in the door still processing work problems or frustrations. Tension at home is already brewing. Maybe you feel confident at work, but unseen or unappreciated at home. Or perhaps your communication style at work doesn't translate well with your partner. The tone you use to manage employees or clients can backfire with the person you love most. If your evening reunion feels more like another task than a genuine connection, this is your sign to reset the tone. How to redeem the moment. Step 1. Transition from work to home. Before you even walk through the door, give yourself a chance to mentally switch gears. Pick a transition point. Choose a spot on your commute where you decide to leave work behind and start thinking about home. Reflect on something you're grateful for, what you're looking forward to that evening, or a moment you want to share with your partner. Write it down and leave it behind. If a work issue is stuck in your mind, jot it down before heading inside. That physical act of setting it down helps you show up more fully once you're home. Give or ask for a few minutes. Some people need a short decompression window, like a quick shower, sitting quietly, or changing clothes before reconnecting. Others crave an immediate hug and check-in. The key is to communicate what you need and respect what your partner needs. At our house, for instance, every weekday looks a little different. Sometimes I'm home first, sometimes my husband is. We've learned to give each other that transition space when needed, but also to make sure we don't miss our moment of reconnection. Step 2, make the greeting count. Once you're together, a few intentional seconds can make a lasting difference. Start with touch. Put down what you're doing, smile, and share a hug or kiss. Research suggests that even a 20-second hug lowers stress and increases connection. It doesn't have to be spontaneous. Consistency matters more than perfection. A good hug says, "You made it home. You're safe here." Make it playful or meaningful. Turn the greeting into a ritual that fits your relationship. When our daughter was younger, we'd often meet my husband in the driveway cheering, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy," with our hands in the air like he just won a medal. It's silly, but it instantly brought laughter and energy into the evening. Play creates joy, and joy builds connection. Engage with curiosity. Ask simple, open-ended questions. How was your day on a scale of 1 to 10? What was the best or hardest part of your day? Do you need anything from me tonight? What's something fun we can plan for the weekend? And remember, empathy beats problem solving here. A quick, "Wow, that sounds exhausting," or "I'm so glad that went well for you," helps your partner feel heard and supported. One last thought. If you live alone, this transition still matters. It's easy to blur the line between work and home when no one is waiting for you. but maintaining that boundary protects your peace of mind. Take a few moments to decompress before diving into chores or screens. If you share your home with a partner or family, treat the reunion moment as sacred time. Don't let it slip by unnoticed. A few intentional minutes of connection can turn an ordinary routine into a daily act of care and intimacy. And if this feels awkward at first, that's completely normal. Connection grows with repetition. The good news is you get a brand new chance every single day. A gentle invitation. If you and your partner are struggling to reconnect after long workdays, you're not alone. Many couples fall into the same routine without realizing how easily it can be improved. I'd love to help you strengthen this daily moment of transition and rebuild warmth and safety in your relationship. Reach out to schedule a counseling session or learn more about how couples therapy can help you create more calm and connection at home.